Me too.
This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright. And today we're very happy to have Colleen Middlebrooks back in the studio. She is the Director of Community Relations for the Scott Center. Colleen, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
The big event, the Evening of Hope, is coming up in April. Tell us all about it.
Well, we're back again with the 6th annual event, an Evening of Hope 6, Night of Wishes. It's going to be held April 5th, 2014, this time at the home of Mike and Rashmi Shah in Merritt Island. They're great supporters of the Scott Center, and they have a beautiful home, and it'll all be outside, and we're excited about this upcoming event.
Okay, so tickets are available through sponsorships, I guess, and there's many different levels of sponsorships available.
Yes, in order to attend this evening that we're hosting, you must do a sponsorship, but there's many different levels ranging from 10,000 all the way down to 500, and with each sponsorship, you get a certain amount of reservations to attend that evening. And we're looking to raise a lot of money this year to help support programs at the Scott Center.
Okay. And if you perhaps were busy on that night or you didn't want to make that kind of a commitment, you can always support the Scott Center by buying a raffle ticket for a Rolex watch. Tell us about that.
Well, we're lucky again that the Kempfs donated a beautiful Rolex watch to the Scott Center. And we have an ongoing online raffle. And you can go to our website, thescottcenter.org, and buy a $25 Rolex raffle ticket. So it's a simple, easy way to support the Scott Center on a different kind of level than sponsorships for Evening of Hope. But both are equally important to the Scott Center.
Okay, tell us a little bit about the evening. What's it going to entail?
We're excited this year that we're going to have an Indian theme to our event. We're going to have Taste of India provide some of the food. We're also going to have Creative Catering doing some of the food as well. So it's going to be a mix. And we're going to have live music and a beer garden and some wine tasting and sort of some different stations with fun things to do all around their property on the river.
Okay. And all of the proceeds go to benefit the Scott Center.
An Evening of Hope 6, Night of Wishes, April 5th, 2014.
Okay, tell us about some of the great things that the Scott Center is doing that the proceeds of this event will go to fund.
This year, actually, funds from this event, part of them are going to go to scholarships for families to attend the Scott Center, receive services if their insurance does not cover or they simply can't afford to come. We raise a lot of scholarship money that night. The other thing we're going to use some of the money for is trainings, lunch and learns with pediatricians, trainings for teachers, and extending our reach actually outside of Brevard, training groups in Central Florida. So that's what we're looking at doing the next year.
All right. Well, this is definitely a very worthwhile cause. And if you would like to get involved with the Scott Center, perhaps attend the Evening of Hope or buy a Rolex raffle ticket, you can get all that information online.
Yes, thescottcenter.org.
Okay, that's pretty simple. So once again, this is the Evening of Hope 6. It happens on Saturday, April 5th. And if you would like to get more information, perhaps become a sponsor and attend the event or purchase raffle tickets for the Rolex watch. And when is the drawing for the watch going to happen?
The drawing is the week after our event, April 12th at 1 o'clock at Kempf's Jewelers will be the raffle drawing.
And you don't have to be present to win?
You do not.
Okay. Great. So if you like more information, thescottcenter.org. Colleen, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.